Shalom Aleichem. In Bechukosei Telechu, Chazal Darshind, Shetu Amelim Batera. And Memes, there's a mokum to ask that we're Bechlal in the Pasuk, is there any remes to anything about Amelis Batera? Bechukosei Telechu. Where is the Bechlal a remes to anything about Amelis Batera? A. And B, we need to address also the famous question of why would all the brachas and klolas be totally on nothing less than amelus bater? So perhaps the answer is as follows. The pasuk says, Adam lo omo yular, Chazal darshan that it's going on amelus bater. But it needs to be asked the question of Adam la'omo yula, that's what a person was born for, as a person was created for. The answer is as follows. Maral explains, what does it mean Adam la'omo yula? But perhaps we need to preface with, the Maral asks in a number of places that why do we find that a human being is called Adam, because he comes from Adama. Although all the things, all the Nivraim were created from Adama, all the living things, all the plants. Why out of all the Nivraim in the world is Dafka a human being called Adam? Maral explains that what differentiates an Adam from a Behema is growth versus stagnation. A Behema, says Maral, comes from the word Behema, which is Ba. What there is what there is. Like they say in Hebrew, Zemashesh. A behema is stagnation. Boma, behemas don't grow. Like Gemara says in Baba Kama that a shor ben yoyma is called a shor. An aisle ben yoyma is called an aisle. Human being is called Adoma, Adome Adoma, because the essence of Adoma articulates the potential for growth. Although in the Adoma, there's everything, there's all the potential there that could be. And the what defines a human being is the potential that one has and to bring out the potential. That means if a behema means stagnation, a behema is what there is, there's no growth or movement. Adam, the essence of Adam, is constant growth and constant bringing out the potential. Meha Adama. It's very interesting. I think Rabbi Ruflam in Devarim speaks about the idea that, you know, we see that if a cat is born, so 10 minutes after the kitten is born, and a truck comes by, the kitten's going to jump back as a reflex. And a human being, a year after it's born, is going to get run over. Are the cats smarter than the human being? But the answer is that the cats are born fully developed. So if the cat's not going to get run over at age 10, it's not going to get run over in 10 minutes. There's no growth. There's only stagnation. So whatever the cat is. But a human being is born totally helpless to symbolize the fact and to articulate the fact that the essence of a human being is growth and starting from zero, bringing out the potential and bringing it out. That's Adam. Adam is potential. It's very interesting. The Pasuk says in Yeshua that Avraham Avinu was described as Ha-Adam Ha-Gadol Ba-Anokim. He was called the greatest human being. Ha-Adam Ha-Gadol. Rashi says in the beginning of Eoiv that there are two Heys, Ha-Adam Ha-Gadol, representing the Asar and the Zionis. What does it have to do with being Ha'adam HaGadol Ba'anokim? The pshat is that Rabban says in Parshas Vayera that the purpose of a Nisayan is not for Kodesh Boko to test anybody. Kodesh Boko doesn't need to test. The purpose of a Nisayan is to bring out a person's potential. When a person has a challenge that's over and above a person's comfort zone, so then that allows the person to bring out koiches, talents, that a person normally wouldn't use and normally wouldn't access. So that Avraham Avinu was aimed in the Asar Nisyanis, which is the Shlemos of all Nisyanis. That means he utilized all his koiches, he brought out all his koiches, he accessed all his koiches. In which case, Avraham Avinu therefore is called Ha'adam HaGadol Ba'anokim. Avraham Avinu is called the ultimate human being because of the two Hays of Asar Nisyanis, because he brought out all his koiches. And the essence of a human being is to bring out the koiches further and further and further, and to make progress and to go further, and not to stagnate and stay in one place. It says in Maral, Adam la omol yulad, an Adam who symbolizes and represents growth. An Adam is born for omol because just like a field can have an endless amount of potential for growth. But at the end of the day, there won't be any growth if somebody's not going to plow and work and sweat and harvest. Adam la omol yulad means that since the human being is fundamentally potential, so without a melos, nothing's going to come out of it. And then there's a complete failure of the human existence. So Adam la'omo yulad, the person was born and created and directed and channeled towards a melos, because a melos is what defines human being. So then we can understand what Chazal meant when they darshan on the pasuk of B'chukosai te'lechu, they darshan she'tehu ha'melam b'Torah. Because it says in the pasuk Telechu, it says that a person progresses. Telechu means a person is moving ahead, a person is making progress, a person is moving past their comfort zones. Chazal said, how do you make progress? How do you not stagnate? How does one stay in one place? How does one not stay in one place? If it's Telechu, it has to be Omol. So Chazal said in B'chukosai Telechu, if Klal Yisrael is progressing, if Klal Yisrael is moving on, if Klal Yisrael is Telechu, then it must be a Melos B'Torah, because the only way not to stagnate and the only way to bring out more potential is if Adam La'omo Yulad, because Adam La'omo Yulad. So Telechu, progress, non-stagnation, is a definition of Adam. It's very interesting. The Sfasim says in Parshas Lech Lecha, the first conversation in the Torah, at least, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had with Avraham Avinu was Lech Lecha. And the Sfasim over there speaks out that why is that the opening theme? Why is that the opening theme of the conversation with Avraham Avinu? The answer is because Avraham Avinu is Ha'adam HaGodol Ba'anokim, and the essence of a human being is to make progress. The essence of a human being is not to stay in one place. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu talks to Avraham and says, Lech Lecha. Avraham Avinu, by the way, when one thinks about it, there was nobody who moved out of the comfort zone more than Avraham Avinu in history, because every other person after Avraham Avinu had somebody to guide them, somebody to show them. The ultimate level of progress is the Yesh Me'ayin of Avraham Avinu coming from nowhere. Lech Lecha, he had to move. His whole essence was movement. His whole essence was progress. His whole essence was moving out of the ultimate comfort zone where there was nothing around him. There was no support system around him. There was nobody to push him to prod. So Avraham Avinu was the ultimate initiator. He was the ultimate progress. He was the ultimate Lech Lecha. So Lech Lecha is a defining moment in Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu is the Ha'adam HaGodol Ba'anokim. He's the ultimate mover. B'chukosai Telechu, all the brachas and klalos are totally, if a person is an Adam, a person is a behemoth. A person is an Adam, is a person making progress, a person is Telechu. And if it's not Telechu, so it's stagnation. Rabbi Yochanan writes in Parshas B'chukosai something very interesting. He says that, actually, what he calls, and says in Yiddish over there, the essence of the klalos of Parshas B'chukosai is what he calls, HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts spokes in the wheels. The wheels of nature turn, it rains, things grow. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu could put spokes in the wheels. Spokes in the wheels means that it slows down. There's no progress. It's not going anywhere. So instead of things growing in a month or 2 months, it can grow in 2 years. Instead of raining once a month, it will rain once a year. Instead of raining once a year, it rains once in 2 years. The Techochi is Zel Umazeh, that when human beings stagnate, human beings stay in one place, and they're not Telechus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also slows down the process. It goes on strike. And if you just go through the motions and you're just mediocre, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, so I'll also go through the motions. That's to be the connected mida of the Techocha. That's the Telechu means that a person's alive. And alive means progress. Alive means stepping out of the comfort zone. The Shem Bishmol says something very interesting. The Shem Bishmol says that, you know, we all know the Chazal, that B'shast Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu went around to all the Amim and he offered them the Torah. And they said, Lo Yisirtzach's not for us. And they said, Lo Yisignorg's not for us. And they said, Lo Sinuf's not for us. So the normal understanding is that they said, ideologically, we don't believe in this. Ideologically, we believe in Lo Yisirtzach. Ideologically, we believe in Lo Sinuf. Ideologically, we believe in Lo Yisignorg. Shem Yishol says, not the Pshat. The Goyim didn't say that we believe in it. The Goyim said, the Hema, Bo'ma, we can't step out of our comfort zone. We can't step out of our natural place. We're stuck. Le'signav is who we are. Le'sirtzach is who we are. Le'sinav is who we are. We can't move. We can't progress. We can't be more than we are. We can't up the pay grade. we can't up the bar. So they weren't mekabel Torah. And Klai Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to them, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm offering the Torah. They said, Nasa V'nishma. Rashi says in Shabbos Daf Peches, Nasa V'nishma means that they didn't even know if they could do it. But they said, you know something? We don't have to be stagnant. We don't have to stay in one place. We can up our game. We can move higher. So the entire Kabbalah Satera is based on Klai Yisrael being willing and wanting and desiring and trying to move out of the comfort zone they're in and strive for something that might be a little bit above us, above our pay grade. Because Baruch Hu says to Klai Yisrael, Atem Kuyim Adam. Klai Yisrael is called Adam. Klai Yisrael is ready to make a move. Klai Yisrael is ready to take out the potential. Klai Yisrael is not prepared to be mediocre. Mor says in Shabbos that Peshas Mat Torah, Klai Yisrael received Ksorim, Echot V'Nasa, Echot V'Nishma. The Sfas Emes says that a keser represents above your head. Since Klai Yisrael went above their bar, Klai Yisrael went above their pay grade, since Klai Yisrael went above themselves. They rose up above themselves. They went above their comfort zone. They didn't stagnate. A keser represents what's above your head, what's above my normal natural place. And when Klai Yisrael said, Nasa V'Nishma, they said, we're prepared to reach beyond. We're prepared to go further. We're not stuck in where we are. We're not limited. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them the Kisra Shel Torah that came with Nasa V'Nishma as we continue striving upwards. A guten Shabbos to everybody. Kol Tov. Listen, when I agreed to speak by the Friday thing, I didn't agree that the Itchy Rosenbaum's in charge when I go to sleep. Das nicht.